Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby. Thanks for being here on this Thursday, March 27th, and another one of my mother's beautiful cups. I love to bring these out every now and then. I don't have any new cups from viewers, and so that's a great time for me to bring out Mama's cups. She had a collection of about 10 of these with her saucers. They're absolutely beautiful. Love you, Mom. Miss you, but feel you with me all the time. So we are getting some use out of your beautiful cups. I'm always a saucer lazy person. My mom would always say, well, where's the saucer? How come you're not using the saucer? I don't know, I left it in the cupboard. Just want to get to the cup. Love the cup. Anyway, these are so delicate. Oh. So delicate, so beautiful. Love thinking about her. I get my guts from my mom, but she was gentle and genteel, and she loved all my friends, and she'd say, hi, Dolly. And they all loved my mom. And even when I would complain, like a typical teenager, you know, my mom gave me some, you know, hard time about blah, blah, blah. And they, oh, I love your mom. Shut up. Yeah. She was the bomb. And I think I've told you all before, she passed away in my arms, which was so bittersweet, but I was so glad to be holding her tight when she left. I know she knew I was there. If you have to watch somebody you love go, it's the most beautiful way to do it. I just felt her. I had my head on her chest. I heard her last heartbeat. And just think about her every day. And she knows it. Every day. Okay. Let's switch to our gears to Dr. Jane's Coffee Chat and some pretty serious issues. I want to talk about the chemtrail state-by-state legislation issue, because I'm kicking up some dust. And I understand that people are starting to get a little surprised, pissed off, thought you were on our side, thought you were going to get the word out. I'm all of that. But let me explain to you why I'm kicking up the dust, because some of you are running way down the road and you got to pull the horse back, my friends. Slow down, because you're getting sucked in by your state legislators. I would say that I know there are about 20 or 25 states right now that have something on the books about anti-chemtrail, aerosolization, geoengineering, weather modification. They've got so many names, they've got us going around in circles. Don't say geoengineering. Yeah, you should say, okay. But the sleight of hand over your eyes is all of these bills, as far as I can see so far, are dupes. They're meaningless. They're frauds. And you might want to start your own research by talking to some people in Tennessee, one of the first states that did this, because Florida's about to launch, you know, two bills. I believe it's SB 56 and SB 477. And it's been confirmed to me that neither of those and none of the work that's being done by the Florida legislature, the state legislators, to move this bill into a law supposedly to make you happy and healthy and stop the chemtrails and the flyover and the danger or any shit going up in a balloon in the state of Florida. It's a lie. I'm not saying the people who are working on it from the citizen side are frauds or anything like that. Let me make myself perfectly clear. My first inclination is to say most, if not all, of the state legislators are frauds. Why? Because they're doing the Ron Johnson dance and the Marjorie Taylor Greene dance. We're going to have hearings. We're going to get a bill through. I mean, they don't even do that. They don't even get a bill. But they held their fake hearings on Capitol Hill. And what happened? You know, you all said to me, give them a chance, Dr. Jane. Oh, my God. Ron Johnson even wrote me a private email and chastised me. And I said, back off, Jack, basically. I said, don't ever come at me with your feign your indignation. Because you're just doing this to get reelected. What happened? Did anything come out of Ron Johnson's hearings on Capitol Hill? Or Marjorie Taylor Greene, where she trotted in that other little fraud, Malone, Robert Malone? Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. The mRNA is in full force. If there's even more of it in the childhood schedule. And, you know, two-time fraud Bobby Kennedy is running polls off of his social media every day. Do you think we should get rid of the mRNA? Do you think we should have better food? Do you think we should stop the chemtrail? These people are laughing at all of us behind closed doors. Not me. They're pissed at me because I have their number. But let me explain to you why this is important. Because somebody from, they wrote publicly to me. So I'm going to repeat what they said. This is from the group. Is it Florida Clear Skies? And for some reason, okay, here we go. There was a response and it really pissed me off and it disappointed me. This is regarding those two Florida bills. It's Florida Clear Skies Movement. Basically said to me, you gotta take the bigger picture. It's a start. It'll get more people aware. I said, no. Here's the problem with allowing a state law to go through that's a fraud, that dupes the people into thinking they're being protected when they're not. Because unless that bill specifically has language in it that prohibits the federal government from aerosolizing, dropping, spraying, shooting up stuff into the air, you don't have a bill. Because they claim they're over the state. They're not over the state. States are over the federal government. Read your constitution. But if you let that go, then you're going to have more people aware, but you're going to have a second uphill battle to get it going further, because you're going to have a lot of people that came onto your side and said, it's okay, we got it. We got the bill. What are you talking about? You've got to start from the beginning and say, whoa. Danger, fraud alert. No. Those two bills in Florida, the bill in Tennessee, and the bill in the other 23 states have nothing prohibiting the federal government from geoengineering, weather modification, weather crimes, and everything they're doing. Let me explain why. And by the way, talk to people on the ground in Tennessee, anybody in Tennessee who's aware of this, and they'll say, yeah, it was a real disappointment. We got this law passed and a few weeks went by. We thought we didn't see anything. And now it's back and forth. They're spraying us every day. Yeah, because your bill was a dupe. The Tennessee bill was a fraud perpetrated on the people of the state of Tennessee to think that something was done when nothing was done. And now they're figuring it out. Well, I'm sending out a message to the other 24 states to say, stop celebrating, pump the brakes. You have nothing. You are no further ahead than when you started. And not to get into the details of all these states, we really read these bills and look at them. Tennessee people will tell you there's no enforcement. Who's going to enforce it? There's nothing to enforce it on. There's no way to stop it. There's no way to prosecute. This is the Ron Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene dance. Then they come back around, your state legislators will come back around and they'll go door to door. Please vote for me again. Get me back in office because, you know, I was on that chemtrail thing. Man, I had your back. I need you to have my back now. Bullshit. You lied. You lied to your constituents. And you okayed a bill that you know isn't going to stop the chemtrails. And I'm going to explain to you why. Congress created the program. And Congress heavily funds lots of agencies to carry out the program of weather crimes, of weather bastardization, of damaging the air, of spewing day in and day out toxic chemicals like sulfur dioxide, parasites. You don't think they're spraying parasites? You think Dr. Jane is a conspiracy theorist? Well, listen to this. I'm going to call your attention to Title 50, United States Code, Title 50. And this is why, if you don't have a prohibition on the federal government for chemtrailing and spraying, you have nothing. You have nothing. You have a fake bill. Sorry, Florida. You have a fake bill coming. Unless you step up and you say, no way, not taking that. Go back in there and get a prohibition against the federal government and get a mechanism in place to prosecute, to arrest, to indict, to stop it. That's how they were able to do it so fast. Okay. I'm going to post this. Just want you to have a visual of the red lines. I'm going to post this in my social media shortly. But I think this is so complex to the degree that people are not paying attention, I might even do a show on it. Okay. Title 50, it's subsection code 1520 Roman or lowercase a. The title is Restrictions on Use of Human Subjects for Testing of Chemical or Biological Agents. You see, just like the implementation of the COVID shots, the spraying of poisons on you is called research. It's called testing. Listen to the wording. So it starts out in this first section, okay? And it says, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, may not conduct directly or by contract any test or experiment involving the use of a chemical agent or a biological agent, or any testing of a chemical agent or biological agent on human subjects. You might say, well, Dr. G, there it is. There's a federal law restricting it. And they'll tell you, we've got a law on the books. They're not going to hurt you. Federal law, your congressional cockroaches, you know, the 535 up there. Hey, we got Title 50. We got your back. No, they don't. Because you got to see, good things happen to those who read. And oftentimes, I was on a space recently and somebody thought they were a big shot and raised their hand. And I was making the presentation, if you don't have this restriction on the federal government, you have nothing in your state bill. And this person was all cocky as well. I got to correct Dr. Jane. I said, better be careful. Better be careful. And it's not my ego talking, it's history. I've never been proven wrong on anything. Never. Never. Unfortunately. Never. Because when I bring you something, I've got 10 other pieces of information, evidence, documentation. When I come out with that bite. So this person said, well, Title 50 says that they're prohibited from spraying us. They're prohibited from dropping that. I said, well, you need to read more carefully. And you need to go beyond the first paragraph of anything you're reading. Especially a federal document, because you need to go to the section, and it's not too far, it's like a couple of paragraphs later, and I've posted it with yellow highlighting on my Twitter and Telegram. You need to go to the exceptions. See, this is where they get to do what they want to do. Hey, we put up a bill prohibiting it, but there's a little exception. Before I read you what the exceptions are, and you can probably start to figure it out a little bit, I'll give you a clue. PREP Act, public health emergency, weaponized by the military. Let me read you what they define as a biological agent that supposedly can't be dropped on you, but that can be under certain exceptions. I think you're outraged now? Listen to this. Biological agent. In this section, the term biological agent means, listen carefully, put the dishes down, pay attention. Any microorganism, including bacteria, viruses, whatever they call it, that could be a, don't forget, don't tune me out, because that could be a lab created synthetic virus behaving thing, you know, leech. Okay. Not a real leech, but figuratively. Bacteria, viruses, fungi, rickettsiac, which is like a parasite, protozoa, a pathogen or infectious substance that they know is infectious, and any naturally occurring bioengineered, how could it be naturally occurring if you bioengineered it? But I'm reading you what they wrote. Or synthesized component of any such microorganism, pathogen or infectious substance, whatever its origin or method of production that's it's capable of causing three things. Either number one, death, disease, or other biological malfunction in a human being, animal, plant, or other living organism. That gives them the whole world. Catherine Watt in the kill box. The whole planet is the kill box. Number two, anything that's capable of deterioration of food, water, equipment, supplies, or materials of any kind. Starting to sound familiar? Bird, chicken farms, beef, cattle destroyed. Oh, you got a positive, we're gonna take this whole farm out. Three, any deleterious alteration of the environment. All of that sound, that's how they define what they can, so supposedly what they're not allowed to drop or spread on us. But then you go to this pesky little section called exceptions. And here's where Dr. Jane's truth telling comes in. And here's where what's the foundation for me saying every state law right now to ban chemtrails is a fraud. It's empty. It's moot. It has nothing to it. And you are still going to be poisoned if you don't speak up. Section, subsection B, exceptions. Subject to sections C and D and E, the prohibition in subsection A that I just read you, remember, they can do it, and then here's what they can drop, does not apply to any test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. So if these things, other things are happening, these three things I'm going to name, you can go ahead and spray and drop shit on people and make them sick and destroy plants and destroy animals. Number one, any peaceful purpose that is related to medical, therapeutic, pharmaceuticals, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Any peaceful purpose that is related to medical, therapeutic, that's everything in the PREP Act. So the PREP Act takes away the prohibition. Or if that's not enough to give you an exception to go ahead and do it and make money on it, any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons. Oh, we're afraid Russia's going to hurt us, so we're going to drop the shit so we can study it. For those of you who aren't aware yet, some of you are, I put plastic tarps over my greenhouse plants, and after 3 or 4 months, they had such dark charcoal-y colored, disgusting, stuck material. I didn't want to touch it with my bare hands. It was so bad. And when I took a picture of it, I sent it to Mike Adams, the health ranger, because he's got an ISO certified national lab, nationally certified lab. And he graciously agreed to run the material. I took both tarps down, rolled them up, put them in a box, and sent them off to him. He got it last Monday. He's working on it. It'll be a few weeks. He's going to run culture for bacteria. He's going to run fungal studies, going to run chemical studies, metal spectroscopy. Hold on to your hats.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
This is Dr. Jane Ruby with a very important message about your health. The earth beneath your feet provides you with food and water and something else very surprising. Electrons. When you touch the ground with your bare feet or body, the electrons flow into you, and this is called grounded. It's an unending supply, and it's important to your health, but it's not always easy to get. I mean, who's got time to stand outside barefoot for hours at a time? It's still important, though, to receive the charge of energy in the form of free electrons, which your body will synchronize with the natural frequencies of the earth. Modern life has disconnected us from so much contact with all the good in the earth. And that's why I bring you Earthing, founded by Clint Ober, whose company, Earthing, brings you all kinds of products that are like extension cords to connect you to the earth. Greater recovery from working out, a deeper, richer sleep, a noticeable reduction in inflammation and pain. Please use the link you see on the screen or below in my link stack. The modest commissions from your purchases of these life-giving products goes to support the Dr. Jane Ruby Show and continues Truth in Medicine. The third one is any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. Oh, there's a riot downtown. Drop the sulfur dioxide. I say that this foundation of the missing prohibition on the federal government in Title 50, they've created so many loopholes for themselves. Peacetime, wartime, we're afraid there's a biological weapon coming at us. We've got to drop this on you guys to see what it's going to do. Is the most solid foundation for my statement. And I stand by my statement until you want to see me get on board? Show me a state bill that prohibits and has a mechanism for prohibiting chemtrail aerosolization, dropping of parasites, protozoa, fungus. We had a lot of our natural produce, lemons, limes, 3 or 4 months ago, destroyed, covered with mold. Now, where the F does that come from? Chemtrails. That's why I started covering my small gardens. These legislators have been paid on the state level to fake you out. You should know by now that the government, at all levels, their MO, their strategy is always to yes you, to yes you. Of course we're going to help. Of course we're going to look into that. I'm going to hold hearings on Capitol Hill, said Marjorie Taylor Greene. While she was, man, cashing in on remdesivir stock with Gilead, right? She still is. She owns CRISPR-Cas9 technology, the one that busts open your cell and your nucleus and cuts out a piece of genetic material and shoves in synthetic shit. Yeah. But they're going to help you. And they're going to investigate. And they're going to do right by you. And they're going to create bills. No, I can't guarantee the bill will go through, but I'm going to create a bill, okay? Stop being grateful on your knees for these crumbs from these criminals. These are weather crimes. They're crimes against humanity. They are intentionally spraying, dropping, poisoning you because they're testing. We're under a public health emergency, and we have bioweapon threats. The biggest bioweapon threats we have as Americans is our own government. And people are starting to see it. But you have to stop falling for the red meat. Oh, look, my state's doing, oh, we finally got, you know, legislator Representative Botana to cave it. He played the role, and several of them did. I can't vote yes. I can't. But Representative, Congressman, you have, I can't. I've got to think about it more. Okay. It's theater. He knows. He's doing his little theater part. There are the advocates, there are the resistors, and they kind of look like they came. Listen, I worked on a bipartisan level, and we got this bill through to protect you from chemtrails. You got to get up early in the morning to fool Dr. Jane. It's the first thing I noticed. Those things are missing. And really, what stuck in my ear, I started thinking, where's the federal piece to prohibit that? Because you get enough states, you start to fill in the nation. Now they can't fly anywhere, right? That's the power of states. And then I started my suspicions. Better look into this. Hit me hard when people in Tennessee are right. Remember, those of us on social media with any kind of a, you know, sort of a reach and a following, you start to see things in a pattern that people are saying. And one of those things was, you know, Tennessee, we got this great law, we're all happy. And man, they started spraying again. How does that happen? It happened because you were lied to. You were defrauded by those very people. Now you know who your enemies are. Tennessee, whoever is putting together your chemtrail law, whoever signed off on it, who worked for it, who played a role, whether it was yay or nay, is part of the PSYOP. They lied to you, and they knew they were lying. That's the egregious part. And I suspect that unless Florida turns around really soon and adds that piece to the bill, Florida will go the way of the frauds like Tennessee and all the other states that claim they have a ban on chemtrail law in their state. And let me just say this in closing. The organizations like, and I'm not accusing yet, but I will, organizations that are really grassroots, that are trying really hard, Real Clear Skies or Clear Skies Movement, Florida Clear Skies, whatever these names are, okay? Not poking at anyone. I'm telling you, I'm watching you. Because if you don't clarify that for your the constituency, your fellow constituents, and you don't demand that before they finalize those bills or that they reopen them and put them in for the states that have already passed, then you are participating in premeditated injury and murder. It's that simple. It's that serious. Demand better. Otherwise, you will be just another fraud like the federal congressional members, like the admin players, like the Trump's cabinet. We're all giving you narratives, songs. They're singing a song for you, as my grandmother would say, which was her way of saying they're giving you a line of bullshit. Yeah, they're singing you a song. Yeah, you sing too. We go along so nice. Decide what side you're on and be truthful because God's watching. Guys, have a blessed day. See you tomorrow night for a very special natural health series. I've got a very special guest you've never met before. And it's such a wonderful show. God bless. See you soon.